This is one dark and wild painting. Almost like a dream. And it's hard to tell what's going on. So let's stand back a bit. Then we can see the whole thing. That's better. Oh, I get it. The bluish-green color at the bottom is water. And the dark shape in that water must be a boat. Come aboard. It's nighttime, but the fishing's great. You can spear your catch if you want to, like that boy in the middle of the painting. He has a big head and a tiny face. See his rolled-up blue jeans and striped shirt? He's leaning out over the water with his long spear with four sharp spikes at the end. Looks like he'll be frying up that big flat flounder for supper. Just below him, to the left, is another boy, leaning down over the side of the boat. He's a funny shape, but look for a clump of brown hair and two roundish white circles for his eyes. He's looking down into the water, trying to catch a fish with a line. But his supper-to-be just swims away. Oh well. Maybe he can go for that tasty crab hiding on the bottom, way over in the left corner. At the top center, did you notice that yellow disc with the orange swirl? It's probably the moon. After all, the sky is dark, and Picasso called this painting Night Fishing at Antibes. How about those green shapes around the boat with the yellow sticking out? They might be stars. Or lanterns the fishermen used to make the fish come up to the surface of the water. Oh, and don't miss the girls on the right. They're watching from the top of a stone wall. One is wearing a purple dress, and she rode a little black bicycle to get here. Hey, is that an ice cream cone she's eating? I wonder what flavor it is. It's turned her tongue blue. Mmm. Want a taste? Sorry, no licking the art.